This is the National Finance Committee meeting for Pacifica, August 22nd, 2023. We believe we have quorum. I'm going to ask R. Paul Martin, the secretary, to take the roll. R. Paul.
Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
Here.
Julie Hewitt. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden. Sean Kelly McPherson. James Sackerton.
Here.
That's a total of six.
Okay. Hopefully some others will join us as we move along. Thank you for that, Paul. All right. Now that takes us, takes us to adopting the agenda. I will read it. The agenda number one is convene the meeting. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, minutes for 5 minutes. Number five, report from the executive director for 30 minutes. Number six, review draft consolidated financials for the period ending May 31st, 2023, 60 minutes. Number seven, consolidated bank accounts, bank comparisons for 10 minutes. And finally, number eight, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Are there any adjustments or discussion of the agenda?
R. Paul for stack.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. I move to add. Before minutes, make report out. Pass the report out from the confidential meeting we had last time.
Yes, thank you for that. Is there any discussion of that?
Well, this is Kim. No discussion on that. But if you're, you know, you should make an agenda item for chair's announcements.
Well, there aren't really any new ones.
Well, then why are they on the agenda? Are you going to make them? Are you going to repeat them?
No. Put them there. They're just for general background information. Eventually, I'll use the ones that are, you know, getting old.
Okay.
This is McFadden. I just joined the meeting.
Ah, thank you, McFadden. Glad you're here. So, is there any other discussion of the agenda?
Well, there's that amendment.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Any other discussion of our fault amendment?
No, but point of personal privilege.
Go ahead.
If someone seems to have a second line open, I'm getting an echo that makes it difficult to follow what's being said. Sorry for the interruption.
I hear that as well. Yeah. Did everyone who's not speaking mute and perhaps, you know, only have one line open? That might help. Thank you. Okay. So is there any objection to R. Paul's amendment? Hearing none, that's adopted. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, that's adopted. Very good. Thank you, everyone. Okay, that brings us to number four, minutes. This is a five-minute item. R. Paul, do we have minutes?
No, it doesn't. It brings us to
added. Yes. That's right. Okay, I'm looking at my old copy here.
Okay, let me hold on a second and make sure that we get that in there with the time. Okay, I move that the report out from the last meeting's executive session be, quote, the NFC met in executive session to discuss personnel issues of a confidential nature.
Yes, I'll just put myself on the stack for a moment and say that accurately reflects what we did. And I think, you know, I was thinking along those same lines. Does anyone else have anything to add?
Well, I don't think that reflects at all what we did. All we did was argue about whether we should be in closed session. We did nothing. We didn't talk about anything.
Excuse me, Tim. That was while we were still in open session. We were discussing whether to go into closed session.
No, that's not my recollection. So, for what it's worth.
I believe that's the case. And, you know, even if we were in executive session, someone had an argument about whether we should be there, that would have been appropriate.
That's all we talked about.
I don't recall it that way. So if you can give us some evidence of that, I mean, does anyone else want to speak up about that?
Could I suggest that beyond this particular motion, we probably should not be discussing any details regarding the executive session per se?
Agreed. And I'm still hearing that echo. Can we try to eliminate that, whoever's got something open? Yes, Fred?
I think that's Kim's headset that's causing that echo.
Okay. Do
you still
Kim,
hear it?
Not now.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, my headset.
I do still hear it. I'm sorry to say. Well, see what you can do, Kim, in adjusting it, and we'll see if it continues. Yeah, I still hear it. Okay.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Beth.
Could I ask R. Paul to read the wording of his proposed report out again? I'm not challenging it. I just, given that there's discussion over it, it would help to know to have the wording again. Thank
okay.
You.
What I have is the NFC met in executive session. Oh, I should make it. I should put the date on there. Eight meeting. Okay. At its August 8th, 2023 meeting, the NFC met in executive session to discuss personnel issues of a confidential nature.
Yeah.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Thank you.
I'm going to just respond to Kim. Kim, the next time we have an executive session, if you want to bring that up again, why don't you do that? And, you know, if you can get notes on the meeting or minutes or you can get the recording, then maybe you can help us remember.
Okay, I'll do that. But in the meantime, I want to object to that.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can do that. So, in fact, you know, what you should do is just vote no on approving the minutes. So is there any other discussion on the minutes?
It's not about the minutes. It's a motion on the report out.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're right. So,
question.
Boy, that echo is still very much with us. I hope everyone can just double check what they've got going on and see if we can get rid of that. Yes, Beth, you had a question?
Yes. Does Kim have an amendment she'd like to propose? Otherwise, we just voted up or down, but because I haven't heard an alternate suggestion yet about what she would consider more appropriate.
Well, what I would consider accurate is we went into closed session. We discussed nothing because we argued over whether we should go into closed session, basically. I'll listen to the recording and make a report out, next meeting.
Yeah, that's got to be fine.
Perhaps we can postpone doing this until the next meeting. How's that?
I would object to that because we're supposed to do it within 10 days, and it's 14 days now.
Okay, no problem, but I'm going to object to it, so put that down.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine, and I stand ready to be corrected. I'm not wedded to any particular version here. I just, my recollection is we did that in the open session, but I'm ready to be corrected. All right. So, is there any further discussion on this report out?
Can you read it one more time? This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Okay. The motion is at its August 8th, 2023 meeting, the NFC met an executive session to discuss personnel issues of a confidential nature.
You want to say something like no decisions were made or something like that? Or does it not matter?
You can always say that. We don't generally make many right, decisions.
No problem,
but,
yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none. And then now, is there any objection? We know there was objection. So, Arpal, why don't you take the role?
Excuse me. Sorry. This is Sharon, I guess, for the stack.
Sure. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, because I was just looking at my notes, and perhaps what could perhaps be added would be, because it seems we also did discuss some confidential financial information we did also discuss, so perhaps that could be included. I'm not sure.
Most financial information is not confidential. Sharon, was there something in the nature of a contract or a legal matter? I don't.
Yeah, but I don't really don't want to talk about it right now. I'm just saying perhaps
okay.
We could add that as an amendment. I don't know whether that would just in my opinion, that's also what we talked about. And so I would feel better voting for it that way, I guess I'll say.
Okay, I'm going to make the same suggestion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If that was added as an amendment, I'm just trying to say in proper format. That's all.
Okay. Would you like to make an amendment, or would you be satisfied with bringing it back up next time if we feel the need to amend, or if Kim is going to bring something back, you could too, and we could have another whack at it. These things are always amendable.
Okay, let's do it that way.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So there was an objection, Arpal. So will you take the roll, please?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
Allen abstained.
Sharon Adams.
Pass.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Laura Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sharon Adams?
Abstain.
Julie Hewitt. Sean Kelly McPherson. Okay. 5-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
Very good. Thank you, Arpal. Okay. So that brings us to number 3, or number 4, rather, which is now number 5, I guess, which would be the minutes. Arpal, are there minutes?
Yes, 1 second.
Yeah, I think I saw something, yep.
One second.
Take your time.
No, I can't take my time. Okay, I move that we approve the minutes of the August 8th, 2023 public session of the NFC.
Thank you, Arpal. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Also hearing none, that's adopted. Again, that's subject to amendment at a later time if anyone feels the need to bring it back up. So that brings us to the next item, which is the report from the executive director, which would now be item number 6. Stephanie, as usual, we've allotted 30 minutes for this. Take as much or as little time as you wish. The floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. One of the things that we have been working on at all of the stations is taking a close look at the consultants that many of the stations utilize. And the goal is to, I'm working very closely with WBAI, and Berthold has been sending me lists of people that are consultants and ones that are essential and ones that aren't. And then we're going to be meeting later on this week to try to just kind of go through it more with a fine-tooth comb. But both he and WPSW have been sending quite a bit of information for me. And what we want to do in general is to roll out, once we've determined who does what, a new agreement with all of the consultants that we have, so we can get a better understanding of what they're doing and what is expected of them, and whether that is an essential position or job, or if it's positions that can be handled or shared with a staff member, and if it is at a point where some of the consultants may need to be turned into staff members, since we've been dealing with a lot of our consultants as if they are staff anyway. And if it is somebody that is going to remain as a consultant, then we will be having a clear definition of what they are expected to do. And rather than just sort of, you know, paying them on a regular basis, you know, kind of on the same timeline as one would pay an employee, we will be requesting that we get an invoice from each of the consultants once they complete their work, details of what was done, if it matched what was required of them to do, and then an invoice will be submitted and a check request as well, and then they will be paid. Just so we can kind of get a better grasp, and I know a lot of our volunteers and listeners and committee members often have questions regarding consultants and why we use them and who they are. So we are getting a better grasp on that as we move forward. This last payroll period, we were just down to the wire as far as a shortfall, but we were able to negotiate or renegotiate some payments that we needed to make to some vendors once they understood that we needed to make payroll. And WBAI provided a large portion of the funding that we were needed in our payroll shortfall, and the national office was able to cover that remaining balance. One of the things that I've been getting a lot of messages about, or emails and calls, is regarding the California Secretary of State nonprofit registration. There is word on their website that we are delinquent, but they just haven't updated their website yet. Basically, our nonprofit registration to the California Secretary of State has been paid. The form that was filled out for the registration was actually filled out when NEDA was still working with us, and it was an older form that they had been sent to fill out with the required registration fee of $400. When I contacted the Secretary of State's office a little while ago requesting an extension for submitting our 2022 audit, once they were looking up our records, they realized that the older state nonprofit registration form had been used, and the new form was sent to me with their new fee, which was $575. We had already paid the $400, so we paid the balance of $175. This was back in early July. And although we are listed as delinquent on the website, we are not delinquent according to their records. They just haven't updated that. So even though there are people that have been sending emails and blogs and newsletters stating that we are being told by the Secretary of State that we can no longer raise funds, none of that is true. We are not delinquent. We are paid up. They just haven't updated their website yet. The board passed at the last PMB meeting a indemnity release of liability and waiver form because the liability insurance that we had was released, or we no longer have liability insurance because of non-payment. So our legal counsel wrote an indemnity release of liability and waiver form. It was voted on at the last PNB meeting this past Thursday. And that Thursday evening, I sent the form out to all of our GMs and division directors to make sure that they are that basically effective immediately, anyone other than paid employees who enter any of our facilities will be required to sign the indemnity release and of liability and waiver form. And this includes all of our volunteers, guests, consultants, and contractors. Our paid employees remain covered by Pacifica's workers' compensation insurance. So I have asked all the general managers and the division directors to go ahead and print the form as needed. And then the management staff, the GM that's on site at the time, will be able to sign the form that states received on behalf of Pacifica. And then once forms are signed, they will scan and email those forms to Markeisha and myself, and they are to save the original in an easily accessible file in their facility. The KPFK staff asked that we have a version of it in Spanish. So I asked the general manager if he could have one of our Spanish programmers go ahead and make that translation. So people are signing that already, and we have received a couple of copies. So just be prepared if anybody's on in this meeting and they're heading into the station and they're asked to form any sort of release form, this is what it's for. We still continue to have, very, very low as far as cash on hand. But a lot of the stations right now are in Fund Drive, and I'm getting updates from them on most of the general managers on a regular basis. And so far people are, I spoke with WPFW this morning and then also KPFT. And so they are very pleased with how things are going so far. At KPFK, they are extending, kind of doing an emergency fund drive, and changing up some of their programmings, and we're being somewhat specific in some of the asks that are needed, particularly the power bill to the tower and things like that. So everybody is well aware of what needs to happen as far as fundraising. We still remain with some aged payables of concern, which is when I have our list of regular aged payables, which is just a little over $2 million. And then I keep a separate list of aged payables of concern, and that is a little under $1 million. And these are with vendors that that we're talking to on a regular basis and trying to negotiate with them any sort of extension and payment plans. And that if we get any further behind on some of these aged payables and some of these vendors, it would cause an issue, whether, a utility being turned off or, insurance issues, those kind of things. So we just kind of keep a closer eye on some of those. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions real quick, Stephanie. I'm aware that Bertel sent you an email today about consultants at WBAI. Have you had a chance to see that? I don't want you to comment on it. I just want to know that you
I have. I have. And he sent me one almost immediately after we talked about this, I believe, after the last National Finance Committee. And so he gave me that same night a spreadsheet with highlights of consultants that he felt were essential and then consultants that, not saying that they're not needed and their work isn't important because it is, but that it could be somebody or a position that we could discuss. So he did send me even greater detail based upon some of the conversations we had with that first email last week or after the last National Finance Committee. And then I told him that my week is fairly open so that we can go ahead and discuss this at a further basis. So I just need to do a little bit more, just make some other charts for myself based upon the numbers that he ran, and then also based upon a review of the last, I'm just going back roughly 5 months of the bank statements, just to kind of make sure that some of the numbers that we have match as far as the potential savings. But we're looking to, again, try to figure out, if we reduce some of the consultants, even if they're essential, but we just cut back on some of the hours, and these are things that we'll define, reduce and talk about together is that it would be basically at this point of what he presented a reduction of about $45,000 per year in their in expenses. But I think that we might be able to do that a little bit more. But I, you know, want to work up the numbers myself, and then he and I will have a long discussion about it this week and really work together on it, because I'm, you know, he knows what these people do and what's needed and what's not needed or what we can consolidate.
Thank you for that, Stephanie. I just wanted to reiterate the question, but I think because what I was asking is, did you get the email he sent today? But you just named that $45,000 number, but I assume that's where that came from. So I now know that you did. So wonderful.
Yeah.
And then last question for me, and then I'll go to the rest of the committee. The waiver form, I know I saw it, I read it, I looked at it, but I don't remember if it said anything about you have to use that every time someone comes into the building, or can someone sign that and have it be for a period of time? I believe it's probably every time you come in the building. Is that right?
No, I believe it is for a period of time. I know that that was a discussion. I'm pretty sure it was for a period of time because there was discussion about a start date when that was to be signed. So it's going to be for a period of time. If we, I don't remember off the top of my head because I don't have the form in front of me. But, I mean, it won't be in perpetuity, that's for sure. But we also just don't want to get bogged down with, you know, having to sign this all the time. I'm sure it's one of those things,
true.
Like an NDA, you know, we'll have it on file. I'll have it on file. Markeisha will have it on file. The GM will have the hard copy on file, you know, so at least we have coverage for everything. And then, you know, maybe in 2 months we say, okay, let's everybody sign it again, or, you know, maybe we can do it seasonally or something just so we can keep track of it.
Very good. Good. Thank you for that. Okay. So is there anyone else who has a question for Stephanie?
Beth, to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Our Paul,
Jackson.
Wow.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. Beth, our Paul, Teresa, and Kamau. I think it was Kamau, Teresa.
Yep. First, I would. Thank you. Sorry. I would just like to suggest first that whatever Spanish language translation volunteers put forth, that we should run it past somebody with legally qualified Spanish and not really. I've just been translated twice in one evening during the candidates forum, and one of those translations was pretty good, and the other one was, well, the one just reflected what I said a lot more closely than the other one, and I think it's kind of luck of the draw among volunteers. So we want to be sure that our Spanish language form is as binding as the English language one. So there's that. And then I just wanted to ask if any of this report is available in writing.
Yes, I will. And I said this also on Thursday. I have been out of town and away from my computer and just arrived back into Los Angeles late last night. So I have it on my to-do list to put all of this in writing for you. And I do have someone that is a legal aide that speaks Spanish that is willing to take a look at the waiver form once it has been translated.
Okay, thank you.
Paul?
Okay, you said that, let me get back to it here. There's the aged payables of concern are a bit less than $1 million. Is that still the $988 it was 2 weeks ago?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. Kamau.
Thanks, James. Stephanie, the consultants on that, you're going to ask them going forward to produce an invoice. Are you also going to ask that they delineate their time worked, or is it just kind of accomplishments on the invoice that they submit to the various stations? What's it? What would the invoice have to consist of? Do we know that yet?
Yes, I want time as well, because it varies with the consultant, and that's why I want to also start from what is their agreement? Do we have an agreement? Is there a written agreement? Is that written agreement, you know, is it? Do we have a signed written agreement? Is there a start date, an end date? What are their expectations? How much time is expected of them? Some of them seem to be getting paid a flat rate. Others, the rate varies from month to month as I look through the station's bank statements and, you know, help reconcile bank statements, which then shows me that somebody may be getting paid hourly rather than a flat rate. So I will need to have allocations of time, and that would be based upon the contract that we would have with them.
Okay, and then one additional question on that. Because a lot of the consultants perform tasks that are relied upon for, and I'll just speak specifically for me, the finance committee, if they're unable to produce what we need in a timely manner, is there a backup? Is there some kind of way that we're able to assure ourselves that these things will, you know, the information that we rely on will actually be provided by the consultants? Or is it just simply, if it doesn't happen, then we're kind of stuck.
Well, I would think that if things aren't being provided by consultants, then whomever is asking these consultants or whomever these consultants report to should be managing them, you know, providing an invoice of the time, you know, of what they've done. I'm going to see that on the back end. So whomever, you know, to approve prior to payment, so that approval, even prior to me approving it, it would have to be approved by the person that they are reporting to. So if there's a consultant that's doing work for the finance committee and that work isn't being done, I am not, you know, I'm not involved in that working relationship. So that would have to be between whomever has hired the consultant and has requested the consultant get work done for the committee. Does that make sense?
And those, yeah, and so those grievances would be handled locally, or does that extend to your office? How would that take place?
Well, it would have to go through the person that they report to. So if somebody is not doing their job, that first step would be go to the person that the employee or consultant is reporting to. And if someone is a consultant and they're not consistently doing their work, they're no longer a consultant. You know, you wouldn't keep a business consultant around that's not doing their work. Why continue to pay them?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you're done, Kamau?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. Are you asking the general managers to submit their budgets at this time? Because we still, I believe, don't have the budgets for KPFA, WBAI. We got a deficit budget from WPFW and sent them back, and we still don't have these budgets. Are you asking them to get that done? Because I don't think that we're being very effective at getting these budgets.
Yes, we are working. Marquise is working with any of the groups that have business managers. We have been working with them moving forward. And then, as I said, we've pulled out a lot of the monthly bank statements for the stations so we can review those, because a lot of the stations are behind in their reconciliation. And I just want to take a closer look as to some of the direct expenses that are happening. And then from that, we're working to try to project out what this upcoming, how much those bank statements are matching with the financials that we have. Because one of the things that we can't, well, we're not getting the consolidated financials fast enough, is that the information is not being put into Great Plains. And even if people are using QuickBooks, which doesn't do accrual counting, then we have to give those QuickBooks statements to Markeisha, then she has to manually put them all into Great Plains. And you just can't keep up when there's kind of double work that's being done. So we are there. The general managers they know that we are working on the upcoming budgets, and we will give to them our first draft rather and then see how that compares to the draft that the local finance committees are working on.
I mean, the new fiscal year starts, what, November 1st?
October, right? 1st.
October 1st.
Correct.
And we still don't have the budgets. When do you think we will have them?
The budget for this current fiscal year?
We need a budget, projected budget for like next year, right?
Right, exactly. There's still budgets for this past fiscal year at this point that, you know, I know that things need to be approved, but at this point they're not even worth spending a lot of time on. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I know that there are some stations that are trying to, or finance committees that are trying to work on this current fiscal year, but, you know, energy would be better spent focusing on this upcoming year. So
yeah.
Some stations are working on them. Some stations aren't directly, but Markeisha and I are working on all of the stations ourselves.
Okay. So if these general managers, do they have a deadline where you expect a budget from them?
I would like a budget before the start of September 1st, but a lot of the general managers, not a lot, but it's a fine line as to, well, the general managers aren't doing the budgets, the local finance committees are supposed to be doing the budgets, and then a lot of the finance committees are saying, well, we're relying on the general managers. And so it just kind of goes back and forth with, is the treasurer of the finance committees making these budgets with working with the general managers, or are some of the stations, the finance committees only want to do the budgets and then they present that to the general manager, others the general manager is doing it. So, yeah, nothing is really quite written in stone as to who's supposed to be doing these, because if the general managers work on them, then the finance committees say that's our role, and then when the finance committees try to work on it, the general managers say, well, they don't, you know, actually have a good grasp of what's coming in and what's going out.
The general managers don't have a good grasp of what's coming in and what's
going
out.
No, they do. They have, because they have access. I mean, they're looking at the bank statements, or if they have a business manager, they're looking at the bank statements. And then Markeisha and I have pulled out bank statements so we can start, because people aren't reconciling their bank statements. So we're just kind of doing that on our own.
Well, we expect our general managers to know what's coming in, what's going out, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And if they won't give that information to the finance committees, then they'd very well better come up with the budget themselves, right?
Yeah, and I'm, you know, some of them should be.
I hope you hold their feet to the fire.
The finance committees should be working closely with the general managers and or the business managers working on the budget.
Okay.
And
well,
I don't know if some of the finance committees are, if they're meeting with the general managers or business managers on a regular basis, and is that because they want to do some of the budgeting on their own and then present that to the general managers? Are the general managers not working with the finance committees because they don't want to? You know, so there's just everybody always has some other excuse.
This is a good place, Stephanie. If you're not getting what you need from the local finance committees, then I think you could talk to either one of the directors on this committee or a treasurer on this committee and say, well, you need to come up with that budget. So, anyway.
Yeah, and I know, for example,
if you don't get what you need, what you need from the general manager at KPFT, by all means, get me on the phone and tell me to step it up. Okay.
Yeah, and I know that some, for example, like Kim, is constantly sort of sending me emails and samples of budgets and sends those to Michael, and it's, you know, it's a constant kind of going back and forth where she's projecting out for this end, you know, for the end of the year, so we can have a better idea of what we're doing as sort of, you know, moving forward. So it kind of varies from station to station. And I know that Kamau is working really hard as well with the budget, but I don't know if he's getting any support from the business manager or how much support he's getting from the business manager at WPFW. So it's like, I don't want the finance committees and the treasurers to have to do this work on their own. It needs to be hand in hand, the finance individuals at their station.
Well, Kamau sounds like he really has his head on straight. So I would think if his business manager's not working with him, then I would think that it should be called to his general manager's attention. Okay, so in the same way with us here, I mean, KPFT, are we paying our bill to pay royalties? I don't know if that's the right term.
Which was done at NFCB.
Are we members of NFCB, even if we're not getting any money from them? Are we paying dues to them?
We are behind in one of the bills in the aged payables of concern is to ASCAP. BMI is getting paid, but ASCAP is owed money from WBAI and KPFK.
Okay. So as a result of that, if we play music on KPFT, the person's music, the person that generated that music is not getting a royalty for it?
KPFT is paying their bills.
Oh, personally.
We owe money to,
personally.
Yes, we owe money to ASCAP, yes, for WBAI and KPFK.
Okay, thank you for that. Do the general managers know that you deserve to see the contracts of the consultants? And do you have all the contracts for the consultants? And if any general manager hires a consultant, do they send a contract to you or discuss that before that's happening? Is that a policy moving forward?
That is a policy moving forward. Many of the contractors have been in place for multiple years. There are not contracts that exist, and a lot of things were just kind of a handshake and a nod.
Okay. All right. So moving forward, like next month, you're going to expect the contracts for all these contractors, these consultants?
Correct. The general managers and I discussed it at great length at our last general manager and division director meeting.
Okay, last question. At this point, do you and Markeisha see all accounts and all balances when you want to see them? No surprises.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Is there anyone else for the stack? Any other questions for Stephanie? Stephanie, I'll make one more. I don't know if it's a question or just an observation. I mean, it used to be that most of the stations had business managers. I think WBAI might have been the first station to lose its business manager, possibly as long ago as 2014. But luckily, you know, Bertolt had some skills in that area, so he filled in. The process used to be that the business manager and the manager would get together and they would create a draft budget, and that would go over to the finance committee. The finance committee would review it, make adjustments, then send it to the LSB. The LSB would then send it up to the NFC, and then the NFC to the PNB. Is that it sounded like it doesn't sound familiar to me at WBAI, but it sounded like there was some chaos at the lowest level there between managers and finance committees, understanding that the managers used to have business managers, which they no longer do. I think now that we have some assistance, maybe one station still has a business manager. So could you just say a little more about, I remember when I came in on this committee to chair it, I attended finance committees around the network to get a feel for how it was being done. And it was being done differently everywhere, which was a little alarming to me. And I hoped at some point we could get some congruity with all of that. But can you just tell us a little more about the chaos that seems to be prevailing there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's chaos. Is it maybe it's just confusion, and the confusion might easily be on my side, because I will get emails from general managers or business managers talking about doing budget projections or creating a budget, and there isn't anyone, you know, that's on a committee that's on the email, or I'll get emails from finance committee members talking about budgeting and projections, but no one from the staff is on those emails. So I just think there's a lack of possible communication as to who's doing what, and that would be a great thing, I think, for the National Finance Committee to be able to put together, this is how we, you know, this group has to work with this staff member has to work with this group, and let's do this together to get our budgets done, rather than multiple people doing the same job different ways toward the same goal. And there's a lot of, a lot, that's a generalization. There's many things within the world of Pacifica where we have four or five or six people doing the same job, and they all think that they can do it better. And there's a lot of reinventing of the wheel. So if there, when it really could just be, you know, today's a budget day, you know, but let's get the, if you're on a local finance committee, your job is to, one of the things is to help work on the budget. So do, you know, a 3 or 4 Zoom meeting, what have you, with a budget spreadsheet in front of you and start plugging in the numbers. Budgeting is not that difficult, but it appears to be made or appear to be more difficult than it should be, because we have multiple people trying to get it done rather than all of them working together. And that's just because I see a lot of different emails from different groups that where people seem to be doing the same thing rather than working together to get it done. And again, that may be staff that's saying, no, I don't want to work with you. And if that's the case, and a committee is having a difficult time getting a staff member to participate, then by all means, let me know. And then I'll call that staff member and say, you have to work with this committee. That's why we have local finance committees. So you can have oversight in planning this budget. And then that local program committee person presents it to the National Finance Committee, and boom, our budgets are done. I mean, you could get an entire budget done with one of these groups in one meeting.
So the scenario that I described, which was the traditional way that we did these things, at least at this level between management and the finance committee, seems to have broken down to some extent. So tell me again what you think that the NFC could do to, you know, make it flow better.
Basically, a statement of, this is how budgets are to be made. The National Finance or the Local Finance Committee works with the general manager and the business manager, if there isn't a business manager, whoever it is that handles the cash flow within that station. Together, they meet to create the draft of the budget. Shared document, either on Google Drive or shared Zoom document. You fill in the numbers, you work on it, present it or send it to, I'm happy to sit in on those meetings as well. And then once they map that out, again, these budgets are working documents. They are living documents. And we will take a look at what is projected. And then throughout the year, we will continue to take a look at the budget to make sure we're on track and be proactive instead of reactive to any, you know, problems that we see with income or revenue. But we could literally create that within moments, and then the national representative from the local finance committee presents it to the National Finance Committee with someone from the staff on the call to help walk them through, create a budget narrative, and the budget is approved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's everybody working together rather than multiple people trying to do it on their own.
Okay, I heard our Paul for the stack, but our Paul, before you go, I just want to suggest that, you know, perhaps we could get a motion from this committee tonight that the treasurers develop a report about how this is actually being done at each individual station, and then we could implement something along the lines of what you're describing. Our Paul, go ahead.
Okay. I wrote that down. Did I just forget what I was? I had a question here, and I had to write that down. Oh, well, you get old, and you can't remember what the hell you're doing. Yes. I mean, I think, I mean, the way it's worked for at BAI for the entire, I think the entire time we've had this governance structure has been that the general manager has to really be the one who heads it up and does it because, and of course, if there's a bookkeeper, as we used to call them, or a business manager, they would be a part of it, maybe even do the bulk of the work, but the general manager is the presenter to the local finance committee because they're the people who pay the bills, fill out the checks, tell people you do this, you do that, you're fired, and all of that stuff. And, you know, the committee members can't get their fingers into that stuff. So, yeah, it has to come out of station management. And that's it. Also, another question from what you're saying there, fill in the numbers and all of that. Do we at this point in time actually have for all of the stations a template that they must put their budget into?
Yes, it has been the same. Well, couple of things. The template seems to have been the same that shows up with the consolidated financials. And when the stations have presented budgets in the past, they have a template, which then also, I believe there's a section that maps out what is projected in revenue per fund drive. And then once that gets plugged in, it populates into the fund drive template. If the templates are too complicated, then simplify it. It can be as simple as revenue. What did we do last year? What are we projecting this year? Get those basic numbers and then divide it out over the year. If we know that we're going to have a popular summer drive, then we know we're going to raise, you know, X number of dollars. Then we just divide it out in the projected revenue throughout the year, or keep it in one column. And then in the notes and justification column, we explain, you know, fund drive during this period will raise this much, this will raise this much, this will raise that much. I think that some of the templates that have been used in the past, which to my knowledge have been the same for a while now, are maybe a little too overwhelming, too many tabs. It becomes too complicated and then it just becomes too nerve-wracking to think that this has to be done when it can be a very simple spreadsheet with a notes and justification column that is explaining it. And I've explained also to individuals from the divisions when they are making presentations to the board, for coming to the National Finance Committee, if you just created a budget narrative, the majority of the questions that you're being asked would already have been answered. So I don't know if there's been budget narratives that have been emphasized in the past with Pacifica, but I know that when I've ever presented a budget to a board, the first page is the narrative. Some people do better with words than they do with numbers, and they get a better idea of what's expected out of that budget and how we got to the assumptions that we did just upon reading the budget narrative. And as far as the, I understand that, yes, the general managers and the business managers have a better grasp of what those finances are, but the finance committee is there to support and provide guidance, not just be fed information and then refurbish, you know, then kind of send that information off to another group. There are decisions that need to come from the business manager and the general manager, but it really needs to have a really nice functioning local finance committee that needs to happen hand in hand. They need to be able to understand how they got to those numbers, why they get to those numbers, and make recommendations as to how those numbers work or not work.
Okay, so there is a template, and is that template going to have formulas in it that the local finance committee members can look at, or is it going to be all numbers? And okay, so it's all going to be uniform, but will there be just numbers or formulas in these templates that the local finance committees get?
Yeah, I mean, to my knowledge, not to throw Kim out under here, but Kim might have a better understanding of what those templates have been in the past, because to my knowledge, it's been the same templates for quite some time. As I've been putting together just quick little budgets as I try to project things out for the stations, I haven't used any templates because there's way too many pages. It's way too complex. I like budgets that are simple and fed on one page. This is the revenue. Break down the revenue. What are we expecting? What are the expenses? make it clean, make it easy, and have a column again with notes and justifications. We'd have the backup, of course, for all of that, but some of the budget templates that I've seen for Pacifica, 3, 4, 5 pages long. Oh, my God. Who wants to do that?
Well, okay. So, see, what some of what I'm getting at here is that we have had all sorts of – at one point, we did have uniform templates that everybody had to do. That was it. You did it in that template. And then over the past number of years – it's been people, some people come up with 10-year-old templates. Some people make things up on the spot on their own, and they're everything's different. Every station has a different look to it, and you have to, the same stuff isn't in the same line and stuff like that. So I'm just wondering whether it's simple or not so simple. How this is going to work? Is it, you're saying it's the stuff we've been using for years, but the stuff we've been using for years has been varied. And I'm somebody who's always advocated for let's have one template for everybody, so that when the NFC looks at it, we don't make a mistake and say, well, line 72 is X, and then it turns out later on, oh no, line 72 was Y. So, you know, stuff like that, it would really help, and I hope that gets done. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, to my knowledge, again, there is a template, and the budgets that have been presented to the NFC so far for this current fiscal year have all looked the same to me.
This is Kim. Can I?
Well, okay.
Okay, my apologies. Yeah, I had a call coming in and it was blocking my screen, so I couldn't unmute. It wouldn't let me hang up on the call that was coming in. Okay, so, Arpal, were you finished?
I guess I am. Yeah, sure.
Okay, and I'm hearing that echo again. I'm going to ask again, the people who aren't speaking, please mute. And also, if anybody's got an open line or something that would be causing that echo, please shut it. Close it down.
This is Kim. Can I be recognized?
Go ahead, Kim.
I feel our pulse pain. I know exactly what he's talking about. I know why it hasn't been universal for the last 8-9 years. And I don't know what to do about it. It is more complicated than the local level can do without business managers. And a lot of those tabs are not relevant now because we don't do that kind of stuff. You know, we're kind of at the spot where we just have to work with what we have right now. That's been kind of how I've been working with this for a while. You know, it'd be nice if all the GMs, you know, could do what they're supposed to do, but not all of them want to or are capable of it. You know, and I don't want to be specific, but you all know I'm coming from KPFK. So, you know, we do what we can. That's really all I can say about it right now.
Thank you, Kim. Stephanie, I have a question, and it has to do, and I still hear that echo. Whoever's got that echo going, please do whatever you can. So, Stephanie, I recall at a meeting, and I think it was an NFC meeting, you were saying that you were working on the budgets for FY24, and you were using a simplified template to do that, that, you know, would all the things you were just saying would be easy to work with, easy to understand, eliminate unnecessary or, you know, obsolete tabs. But now it seems like maybe that's that hasn't been going so well. How is that going? Are you now working with the stations to get the FY24 budgets going in this simpler template that you were talking about?
Yeah, anytime that I'm working with a budget personally and I have to create budgets if I'm applying for grants or sending something off to a donor, a potential donor, they want to see our consolidated financials. But when they look at them, they're like, no, give me something simple. So there's usually the entire budget, and then I add a spreadsheet that's the simplified budget. And so I just create a very simple spreadsheet based upon the line items that we use that we have numbers for and have everything fitting on a very small, in one page. Then I can have one good look that's just, revenue, expenses, and then the bottom line. So that's what I work on. And that's usually when Markeisha and I are talking about projections and what we're looking at for fiscal year 24. We work on a very simple form that's easy for us to pull up on the screen and work together. Anything that's been in working with the stations, then I'm getting my numbers from looking at the most recent consolidated financials and then trying to update and project from that. But the stations they're working on these, the budget forms that they've had in the past to map out what they're using. But as Kim was saying, that, sometimes we have asked for a projection of the fund drives, and it's just kind of, people get very confused of what they're going to project these, this money to be. So I am not forcing anybody to change from the station level or the National Finance Committee level to use a new simplified budget format. But when I'm doing it myself, I just make it much easier to work with. And I have told treasurers that have reached out to me. I have told business managers. I have, talked with if the general manager is working on a budget. Pull out whatever makes you comfortable. I mean, even if I've been writing something for someone with a grant, it's like if you're comfortable just like writing on a piece of scratch paper and then you scan it and send it to me, I will call you and we will work on this together and plug it in. I don't want people to get so bogged down that they're not using the correct form. We can turn it. Markeisha and I can turn it into a unified budget where everybody's budget looks the same when it's officially submitted to the National Board for approval or even submitted to the National Finance Committee for approval. I just don't – if somebody's more comfortable writing on paper, God forbid, but if that's what you want to do and that's going to get the budget process moving forward, write the numbers on a piece of paper. Take a picture of it, give it to me, I'll plug it into a format, and we can work on this together on a phone call. I just don't want the process slowed down because people don't feel that they are following some sort of procedure or policy that doesn't exist or hasn't been implemented in years. It's budgeting is not a scary process, and it needs to be easy. Markeisha and I will make it fit into the formats we need to make it fit into. But again, if people are more comfortable with just an Excel spread, great, just create your own Excel spread. We'll make it work on the back end. I just want to make sure that people get it done and they're not scared by it.